Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, the show where we do not play shitty rap music to start off a show.
It's going to be one of those nights, boys, because I'm ready and I got the shotguns loaded. Trust me on this.
If you want to join on the fun, the number is 1-646-716-9678. We'll have prediction. We'll have SummerSlam predictions, more WWE house cleaning, and I see Jason Block is already on his soapbox. So forget the intros. Here's VRM and here's Jason Block. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I didn't go to the show, but I'm guessing most of my arguments will be the same as Jason, so.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people and wrestling fans around the world listening on Blog Talk Radio and the North American Wrestling Connection. TNA is a glorified independent wrestling federation. Because if you cannot draw 300 fans to an Asbury Park show and less than 2,000 fans in Trenton, New Jersey, there is something wrong. Big time. Don't you think, gentlemen?
Yes,
definitely.
Especially when it's why I played the reflective music.
The what?
I have the soapbox music going.
Oh, okay. You can take the soapbox music off now. Thank you. Okay. But no, all joking aside, first of all, Hard Justice, seeing it live was okay, but it really bothers me that TNA really can't draw fans. I mean, when I saw it in New York, there was a packed house at the Webster Hall. There was a packed house at the, well, I heard there was a packed house at the Norfolk Theater in Westbury, New York. But they couldn't draw, and I don't understand why. I really don't. I mean, I can actually partially think about it because ringside seats for the house show that are coming up in September are $100 at the Manhattan Center, right? Isn't that a little high priced, especially in this economy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, especially when $85 buys you sixth row at the pay per view.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just one of those things that I think TNA should be not raising prices, but lowering prices, and make them have that indie feel instead of trying to imitate WWF or WWE. Excuse me.
It doesn't matter on this show. You could say both. And welcome to the show, Typho.
Thanks.
Do you agree or disagree? Have you been listening in?
Yes, I have. And I've got to say that TNA right now is in my home city of Dallas, and, well, I'm not there right now.
Is there a reason?
I could give you a list of good reasons, but the real reason is I'm poor.
Okay, well, there you go. That's the point. The TNA house show tours, while they are successful and are fun, they are pricing themselves out of the fan base. What I would be doing is I would be, you know, booking the small halls and, you know, booking and cutting the prices in half, maybe $50 for ringside and maybe, you know, $20, et cetera, et cetera. They're trying to be WWE light in a business perspective, and it's not working.
I hate to disagree with you there, Jason. For their financial team came out.
Who?
TNA.
Yes.
TNA slash Panda.
Right.
They have grown a substantial profit in the past quarter or so with said raised prices. They have now just started paying back off the 2002 and 2003 debt that they've accrued.
Well, you know what? That's impressive. You know what? I give them credit for that, but I'm still, you know, it's really not a good idea. For me, it doesn't bode well when you draw 300 fans on a Friday night. I mean, it's also possible that most of the fans went to Wildwood, which was also a bad move on TNA's part, to run a show within 100 miles of WWE on a Friday night.
Wildwood?
Yes.
I think Chris Lane might have went, or he might be working that night.
No, that's another story for another day. For WWE, not necessarily for TNA.
That's what I was referring to.
You understand what I'm saying, though. It's not exactly a smart business decision.
No.
Okay.
But I'm agreeing with you that it was horrid.
Okay. But more importantly, why TNA 2,000 fans in Trenton, New Jersey? That's insane. You should have at least half the arena full. There have been other places where TNA has had a stronger base. True?
Yeah. Oh, very true. It kind of reminds me, I hate to make an old school reference. I will, another one when we actually discuss the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of old school WCW. If you take a look back, where they drew the most was in the Southland. Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, that area. You know, the Southeast is where they draw huge.
Well, yeah, I think TNA would be, I mean, their expansion is great. I think they're aren't they going to Canada next month?
No surrender.
Okay. I think it's great that they're expanding and, you know, they're going worldwide with all this stuff. They just have to do a little bit better in drawing the fans to the pay-per-view and to the house shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And with that said, let's talk about the pay-per-view, shall we?
Sure. I mean, now I went to the pay-per-view, and let me just tell you something. The crowd was live. For 2,000 fans, they sounded like 5,000. They wanted to see a lot of good stuff. And let me tell you something. They crapped on the crappy booking the right way, okay? If I may, Robert, if you don't mind me just taking a little bit this over for a sec. The opening match was Petey Williams versus Consequences Creed. There was no dark match. And let me tell you something. Petey Williams was over with the crowd, and Consequences Creed got what I call in the biz Cena heat. Okay?
Cena heat.
He got Cena heat. Every time Consequences Creed got an offensive move in, they booed his sorry ass. Petey Williams got cheered like nothing. Okay? Over on this match, and they made the right decision. They made the right decision by keeping the belt on him, I think.
Yes.
Even though I thought Consequences Creed was going to win, they made the right decision.
VRM got that one wrong as well, and Nikki Heyman got that one wrong as well. Me, Typho, Statboy, and Forth got that one right.
Okay. By the way, before the pay-per-view, one of the nameless blonde TNA bimbos got in touch with Sting, sans makeup, and they asked him, oh, are you going to say anything? Da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
Lauren.
Yeah, what?
Lauren is
her name. Yeah, and he said nothing. So she basically got pwned. Okay, so then you got the second match, which was the TNA Knockouts match, I believe, correct?
Yep.
Which was an okay match for what it was. Awesome Kong was way over in the crowd. Taylor Wilde was not, by the way. Again, the idea of you're not going to force us to like what you want, we're not going to like the people who you force down our throat, sort of deal. And I believe Taylor Wilde got the pin on Velvet Sky, I think, or was it
no Angelina?
Angelina, okay.
And that gave VRM and Forth the perfecta on that one. Both of them got the two.
Okay. It was okay for what it was. ODB is way over as well. So that, and of course Tracy Brooks. Okay. Has anybody seen what Tracy Brooks looks like in a wrestling outfit? I mean, in the referee's outfit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All I gotta say is when I see that, I just say, tiny body, huge knockers. You know, something's wrong here. You know, it looks unnatural. Scary.
You call that the Jessica Rabbit syndrome.
Yeah, it's scary unnatural, you know. There's nothing wrong with inflated tits, but, you know, give me a break. Okay? Then you had what was the absolute worst match of the night, the black tie brawl and chain match with
No. Next was beer money.
Oh, it was beer money? I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I thought we were getting out of order.
I'm sorry, my mistake. Beer money versus LAX. I'm sorry. I'm one of those people who absolutely loves Beer Money Incorporated.
I do too.
Everyone else hates the name. Everyone else hates the tag team. Fuck it. They're a great team, okay? They're a great team, and they really work well together. And although the most insane move of the night was Homicide tossing, or Hernandez tossing Homicide in a border toss onto Beer Money. That was
over the post.
Yes. Insane. Insane crazy. And yes, LAX was way over. Beer Money wins the tag titles. It was a good match. It was for the match what it was, it was okay. Also, before that, I believe sometime in there was no real promo per se that was really important during the night, so I'm skipping them. I mean, the fact that Devon was scared of heights was just stupid and lame. That was just stupid, lame.
That was retarded.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely stupid.
And you could tell when the promos were on that they did it in an empty arena.
It wasn't the arena, but it was before everybody showed up. If you look down, you can see it was empty. Okay, just bad production. Get those the continuity shit right. Excuse me.
I will state that about the tag titles, everybody got that one right.
Yep. The rumor is on the that we're going to try and break up Homicide and Hernandez. I think that's, again, stupid-ass booking, okay?
I'll compound it. It's even stupider booking if they're trying to break up or trying to turn heel the Guns.
Who?
Motor City Machine Guns, Shelley and Sabin.
Oh, yeah, them. Absolutely. Absolutely. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Then,
it's Russo.
We're gonna get to Russo in a second because now
Black
Tie
Brawl and Chain is next.
Yeah, Black Tie Brawl and Chain. Okay. Now, number one, you're combining two matches that really don't go together. It's not like Reese's where peanut butter and chocolate go together. Okay. This match doesn't work, okay? And when you're trying to strip Sanjay Dutt naked, and Jay Lethal naked. Okay, Jay Lethal, New Jersey homeboy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lethal is a... And he was neutered like a spayed cat, okay, in this match.
Ooh.
I'm serious.
Wow.
Okay, come on. You want me to keep it real? I'm keeping it real. The match was terrible. Why don't these stupid MFers just let these guys fight for 20 minutes? Right?
Because you heard, Bubba, because it's boring!
No, it's not. Okay.
It's not. I agree, it's not.
Okay.
You want to see tuxedos being ripped off. Yay.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And the chant of Fire Russo was heard through the crowd. Trust me.
Were there any fucky Russos?
No, fire. Fire. Just fire. Okay.
Well, if I was there, there would have been a fucky Russo, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I believe Jay Lethal won. I really didn't care. I mean, because, you know, Sanjay, you know, Dutt, both SoCal Val or whatever, left because she couldn't take it, yada, yada, blah, blah. Who cares? Goodbye, next. Okay?
Yeah, Fourth and I got that one right. Everybody else got that one wrong. Moving on to the New Jersey Street Fight.
Okay. New Jersey Street Fight. Freaking awesome, okay? The Dudleys, if they're leaving TNA, they went out with a bang, okay? The match was great, not just because they brawled right through my aisle, okay? This was fun. This was absolutely fun. You know, great plunder match, great, you know, all over stuff. Christian is a fucking bump machine. He's crazy. Crazy, 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 okay? The fans were into this big time. Great match. any disagreement on this one?
No, not really. However, I'd like to thank you for the Dusty Rhodes reference.
Which one?
Plunder.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Whoops. But yeah, there was a lot of good stuff. And by the way, nice ECW plant sign. Christian used my sign, and it was ripped off with a stop sign. Very nice touch.
Nikki did something like that to an ECW taping.
Okay.
She had a sign that says, "Tommy, take him to Dream Street." It had the stop sign covered with two pieces of white paper.
Uh-huh.
It actually got through.
Nice.
Sadly, Tommy never saw it.
Ah, that sucks. Oh, well. But again, great match. I believe Christian and Rhino win. Yes?
Yep.
But the table didn't break. Then after the match, Johnny Devine comes out, and Team 3D and Devine start beating up on Christian and Rhino. And then
the siren goes off, and Abyss comes to make the save.
Yes, and Abyss was way over, and Abyss black hole slammed Johnny Devine into the Trenton River. Okay.
Did they really do that?
No. But I was just—it was really impressive. It was impressive. Then we get into the match of the night, and actually, if you are a wrestling fan, one of the matches of the year.
Yep, agreed.
Okay. Let me tell you something. I saw Kurt Angle and AJ Styles wrestle in a house show, and they busted ass. The story was so well told. And first of all, Kurt Angle is a fucking nut. Okay? Taking a top rope DDT to finish the match, right? On a broken neck.
A broken freaking neck.
Yes. That deserves props.
Okay, AJ Styles, Kurt Angle is, you know, they could be debating economics, and I would watch them, okay? This match was not over with the crowd because maybe the crowd didn't understand that it was a last man standing match, per se.
Yeah.
But it
wasn't really I think it's because it's not the natural last man standing match that we're used to. With the fact that you just knocked the guy out, here they had to actually have this pinfall thing, which
it was more like a Texas death match to me.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? Still awesome. You know, great stuff. Unbelievable. Really, really cool. You know, AJ Styles wins with, I believe, the top rope DDT. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we get the Russo booking that. Freaking, you know, left the bad taste in my mouth. I mean,
I will say that I did not watch this match until the lights went out.
Okay. You should have watched the match from the beginning. Okay. Now, you know, earlier on, Sting finds Kevin Nash and says, "I got to do what I got to do," you know, all that sort of stuff. And everyone, and of course, we have a swerve within a swerve. He takes down AJ Styles. Huh? What the heck? You know?
He wasn't really even involved in that storyline. He was just quoted as being involved in the storyline.
I think this becomes explained on the next couple of Impacts. I think I know where they're going with this.
You do.
Yeah.
It's obvious where they're going with this.
Yeah, Sting, AJ Styles.
No, it's deeper than that.
Okay, we'll get to that later, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Then, you know, we have... Now, first of all, kudos to the TNA crew for getting the Sick Side to Steal up as quickly as they did. You know, I watched it. They were just phenomenal. Really great stuff. They did it really quickly. Not bad for a pay-per-view. Now, Samoa Joe, Booker T, Six Sides of Steel weapons match. Rushed because of time, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And the booking, I didn't see the Jeff Jarrett model guitar coming. But you know what? It'll be great to see him back, especially with what went on with him, as you all know. If you don't know... Jeff Jarrett lost his wife to cancer last year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So he is, but you know, he has been involved backstage, and he's really been mourning the loss of his wife. I think, hopefully, he will be in a mental state to wrestle again. Let's hope so.
I think he will.
Okay.
And that ends the show. Everybody except for VRM got that one right. Joe retaining. Let's tally up, shall we?
Yeah. Well, I, by the way, if you can see, I'm cyber-handing my belt back to you.
not to me.
Not to him.
Who's
Nikki, Statboy, Typho, myself, and you, Jason. Dead tie for last.
Oh, joy.
Yay.
DRM with 5. And 4th is the luckiest son of a bitch that I've ever known because he scored the perfecta.
Wow. Applause, applause, applause.
Therefore, your winner and new NAWC Fizzleweight Champion, 4th.
Until this weekend, I hope.
The question is he a transitional champion?
Oh.
Nice one. Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
So, all in all, average pay-per-view. However, I do want to make a statement about the pay-per-view. It reminded me of history lesson time, ladies and gentlemen. This reminded me a whole lot like about 19 years ago with a little Clash of the Champions called Music City Showdown, where WCW Jim Crockett, I think it was Crockett, or was it Turner? It was Turner. Because Crockett sold everything to Turner in around 88 after the True Grit Starrcade, because he lost a lot of money on that, damn you, Vince. They cross-promoted a decent wrestling card with, I believe, a Waylon Jennings concert.
I like Waylon Jennings, by the way, but, yeah. What you gonna do?
Needless to say, the crowd didn't draw that well. Only about, you know, back then, 88, 89, I mean, they sold out baseball stadiums. They sold out football stadiums. I mean, you know.
And IC didn't even show up, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't show. And so they had to stretch out everything. And, ooh, it was bad.
Yep.
Let me just quickly pull up the card.
Which one?
Music City Showdown?
Yeah. Clash. Guts and Glory, Fall Brawl, New York Knockout, Texas Shootout, Coastal. Yeah, which one was Music City Showdown? Oh, fuck. I remember it was Music City Showdown. I gotta go Wikipedia for this one. I decided to get rid of IE. I decided to no longer use IE for stuff and use Safari.
Good choice. Also, Firefox is very good too. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Firefox.
I use Firefox.
It's awesome.
Yep, so do I.
I take this back. I think this might have been a pay-per-view.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find it here. We have the Big Showdown, Showcase Showdown, the Pick of Destiny, Celebrity Cooking Showdown. Hold on, let me throw in WCW.
Whoops.
Yeah. Chi-Town Rumble. April 2nd edition. I think it might have been Wrestle War.
Wrestle War?
Wrestle War 89. at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium, which draws around like 10,000-15,000, which seats about 10,000-15,000.
Mm-hmm.
They only drew 5,000.
Yeah, there it, yeah, it is. Here it is. It's Wrestle War 1989 Music City Showdown. I'm looking at it on Wikipedia right now.
Yeah, I found Music City Showdown in my PWI Almanac.
And it's also 5,200 the attendance was.
Yeah. The Oak Ridge Boys. Excuse me, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, God.
Word.
Even better.
Exactly. As it states right here, decent opening match, Great Muta with defeating Doug Gilbert, replacing Junkyard Dog. But the entire pay-per-view was like, bleh. I mean...
Except for Ric Flair defeating Ricky Steamboat in another half-hour classic.
Oh, yeah. And there were judges for this match. Yeah, judges. Good thinking.
But anyway.
But it did lead to Flair versus Terry Funk, to the Flair versus Terry Funk rivalry, which was a good rivalry, even though it was short.
Are my results here just out of order, or is that Flair Steamboat match like in the middle of the show?
Yeah. Here was the main event for that show. Eddie Gilbert and Rick Steiner defeating the Varsity Club.
Woo.
Yes. And I just have one thing to say about that. Whose cock did Missy Hyatt have to suck in order for them to be the main event?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, bird!
Yeah.
With the picture of Jericho.
Oh, can we move on and go to like speaking? I think we need to house clean ourselves as well as the WWE on that one.
Yeah. Yep.
We had 6 releases this week, I believe. Correct.
Yeah, more.
More than 6?
Isn't it up to like 10?
I haven't heard of anything more than I heard the original 6.
There are like 5.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more
today.
Oh, wow, hold on.
About 9 more today.
9? Okay, maybe
I'm going to give you the full list right now, and there's slated to be another 10 next week after SummerSlam.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right, go on.
We're going to start at the top of the list. Ric Flair. Of course, we knew what happened there.
That's not a release. I wouldn't consider that a release. I would call that a mutual parting of the ways.
Jonathan Coachman.
Again, same thing. And that's not a...
His contract
expired. He's going
expired,
to ESPN. Yeah. And he is now doing stuff for ESPN News.
Yeah, which is cool. Good for him. He's
and
plus,
Coach
guy.
Is much better news guy anyway than... And last time on the show we talked about Braden Walker. Hold on.
Bad cat.
His name is on the list.
But that was last week, though.
Me and Nikki have a list of names that we share that if we're on the wrestling show and the name gets popped up, we play the epic fail sound.
Oh, okay.
Fat fuck. Shannon Moore, Nick Patrick, Domino, James Curtis, Nunzio, Big Daddy V. Those are from last week.
The only real bad thing was Shannon Moore and Nunzio. The rest can go, you know, Ric Flair on that, you know, that the losing horns, because Big Daddy V was Big Daddy Fat Ass, and he really didn't want to lose the weight. So good for him.
You got that one right. I feel sad about Nick Patrick. He had the neck injury, and he was told he would never referee again.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, that was sad. Okay, Chad Evans, he's an FCW guy.
Well, he was also a referee who supposedly screwed up the ending to the wrestling match this week.
No.
Okay.
That's somebody else, and he did get released.
Uh-huh.
Brad Attitude, another FCW guy.
Also known as a campus legend, Brad Allen in FCW.
Yeah. Matt O'Neill.
Also known as Jobber in FCW.
Yeah. The referee that we talked about earlier, Wes Adams. Wes Adams was the referee who screwed up the thing.
He's on the dirt sheet this week, too.
And he got powder thrown in his face. Fuji.
Fuji'd inspired.
The Highlanders collectively got fired.
Not a surprise, actually. Not a surprise after you appear on a TNA show. You know? Not a good idea.
Yeah.
So I called this one when they came back on Raw out of nowhere and job. I call it getting Sylvaned. and now I'm putting Kenny Dykstra on notice. Kenny Dykstra, you're about to get Sylvaned.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
No.
Would not be. You know what? I'll give you that. Because he just got pwned by Triple H tonight. Yes, but okay.
Yeah, I
missed
done,
Mr.
Bro.
Phelps.
Okay, go on.
Cherry.
Well, that got popped.
Wig!
in all seriousness, God, I'm a juvenile 40-year-old. But all joking aside, when the Deuce and Domino gimmick came, you know, went bye-bye, there was really nothing for her to do. So, and she really wasn't making that big of a stride as a diva. So, again, not the best thing.
Colin Delaney.
Well, he got Sylvaned this week by Tommy Dreamer, if you want to use,
yeah.
I forget your name, I'm sorry.
Typho.
To use your, yeah, he got Sylvaned big time, didn't he, this week?
Yep.
So, he did do an emphatic job.
Yeah, and you want to know something? You know, he never turned on, and he was a very unappealing character. Good, you know, good riddance, to
yeah.
be honest.
WWE tried to do a Mikey Whipwreck sort of deal and picked the wrong guy.
Pretty much. Yep.
And now the big shocking release. Dancing Stevie Richards. Audience, what do you think of his release?
Boo this man!
This was the biggest shock of the releases so far, because he's always done very well, and especially after the throat surgeries. He will find independent work. I don't see, you know, him going hungry anytime soon.
I'm certain that he can. Isn't he like a trainer or something? I'm sure that they'll send him to FCW.
No, he's not involved with the company anymore. Luis,
no.
Gone. Gone. See ya. Goodbye. You know? So, where did you hear that there's going to be more releases?
Pro Wrestling In. PWI?
PW Insider or Pro Wrestling Illustrated?
PW Insider.
Okay. Well then, you know, I would take that legit because they are one of the few wrestling sites, no disrespect to yours, that don't make up news, you know. And if they're saying that there might be another 10, wow. Who do you think? All right, let's speculate for a minute. If you
yeah,
don't mind.
That works.
Robert, if you don't mind.
I don't mind the speculation.
Who do you think would go on each brand?
Kenny.
What?
Kenny, number one.
No, Kenny's getting Sylvaned.
You really think so? Why, because he's just injured too much?
I just don't see him having any plans for him.
He hasn't done anything since the whole Kenny Dykstra thing started. Since it was like, once the Spirit Squad was gone, it was like they slowly got less.
Oh, Kenny Dykstra? Yeah, I thought you said Ken Kennedy. I was like...
No, not Kennedy.
No.
I'm throwing Ken Kennedy into the fire as well.
No, I'm not.
I am.
Okay.
Ahmed Johnson of the new millennium.
But we can understand what he says.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, all right. But, yeah, Kenny Dykstra, by the way, Matt Stryker saved his own rear end on ECW, by the way. He is just a fantastic talker, if you've heard the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
And also his show on WWE.com.
Okay.
Best week, worst week.
Has Carlito done anything recently?
No.
Carlito?
Just complained.
Yeah. Duggan?
Duggan? Possibly.
They won't release Duggan.
No.
He just switched to a Legends contract, I think. I don't think they can release him, really.
Okay.
You know what? Being the smart guy that I am, let's go to the WWE rosters to see who's there.
Okay.
You know, let me do that quickly. Okay.
That's results index.
I really can't see Snitsky surviving this time.
Nah,
if that would happen,
right,
I would give $1,000 to my favorite charity, me. I mean, because, you know, that would be absolutely phenomenal if that happened.
And they tried the monster push, it failed, and now he's done nothing for months.
Okay, I have the rosters up right now. The babyface roster for Raw: Punk, Cena, Batista, Michaels, Kingston, Crime Time, D'Lo, Duggan, and Paul London. I think we just found one already.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Heels: Bradshaw, Jericho, Kane, DiBiase, Rhodes. They're the champs. They're not going anywhere.
No.
Regal, Morella, Burchill, Noble, possible. Kane, no, involved with Jericho. Snitsky, probably. Haas, yes. I think we found one. Haas.
Haas.
Yep.
Yep, Haas is gone.
Yeah, exactly. So going to SmackDown.
No, we still got a few people left.
Okay.
The Divas: Mickie James, Kelly Molina, Candice, Lillian.
I wouldn't be surprised if Candice Michelle.
Yeah, she's injured a lot, so.
Then we have Beth Phoenix, Katie Lee Burchill, Jillian Hall, Layla L. I think those four are fine. I think Layla is involved with Jamie Noble.
Right,
yeah.
Injured or inactive, Rey Mysterio, Hardcore Holly, Val Venus, there's another one.
No, Venus will stay, Holly might go.
Yeah, that's true, too. Randy Orton, Chuck Palumbo, Deuce.
Deuce.
I can see Deuce going.
No, I don't see Deuce going because he's being repackaged right now.
That's the son of Jimmy Snuka, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
You know, there's still the fact that he's just not good.
Has anybody seen that Domino video on YouTube?
No.
Yeah. Global Dominotion.
Yeah, not bad. You know what?
I thought it was a good idea.
Pretty much.
This might be a long shot, but I kind of see Orton going. He's got
no,
a really bad rep right now outside.
You mean the fact that he rode a motorcycle one for 1 month and we broke his collarbone, that one?
That and also slapping a few reporters.
Orton, we'll see. I don't think so, though.
That's why I said long shot. Okay, SmackDown. God knows how long has this one been updated. Trips, Undertaker, Big Show, Hardy, Kennedy, I kind of see going. Killings, they're just starting to debut him. I think he's debuting after SummerSlam. Jesse Festus, Jimmy Wang Yang, he's gone.
You really think so?
Yeah. Super Crazy, gone.
Yep.
Done.
Funaki.
No.
Yeah. He's a lifer.
Scotty Goldman.
He just debuted somehow.
He just debuted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just debuted tonight.
And got jobbed.
Isn't he Colt Cabana?
Yes.
Who is?
Scott Goldman's
Scotty,
Colt Cabana.
Scotty Goldman.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
I say watch out for that guy. That guy's a great, great wrestler.
The one who just got pwned by Big Show?
No, that was Jay Bradley, who's
okay.
Now something Braddock.
Ryan Braddock.
Yeah, Ryan Braddock.
Okay.
Heels, Edge, Kali, Umaga, MVP, Guerrero, Benjamin, Hawkins, Ryder, they're the champs. I don't see anybody on the heels going away. Ryder, Kozlov, Kendrick, Jax, Zeke.
By the way, Kendrick, great heel right now.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2009 is going to be his year. Watch, you know.
Divas, Michelle McCool, Maria, Eve Torres. I think they're fine. Natalia Neidhart, Victoria, Maurice, Alicia Fox. I think Alicia might be going.
Yeah.
Because they stepped away from the wedding planner affair storyline to like Jason, do you watch anime somewhat?
Yes, I do.
Majin Vegeta.
Okay, I don't know, so.
Dragon Ball Z, where Vegeta went bat crap crazy.
Okay.
And where he just destroyed anything and everything in his path, including Bulma.
Well, again, I don't know. Well, the first of all, and now I'm looking also at the ECW roster right now.
Yeah, that one's next.
The only one who I could see going, believe it or not, is the Boogeyman.
Yeah, he's been inactive for a while because of his calf and his teeth. So,
because you got Estrada, Neely, Guerrero, Burke, Bourne, Finley, Hornswoggle, Joey Styles, John Morrison, Liniana, Mark Henry, Matt Hardy, Mike Knox, Ricky Ortiz, Taz, The Miz, Theodore Long, Tiffany, Grisham, Dreamer, and Tony Chimmel. So, you know.
I actually also see Kevin Thorne gone.
He's already been gone, isn't he?
No, he's in FCW.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Raw and SmackDown are going to be, you know.
Right, and they're going to pull some people from ECW and move them up because I heard they're going to make ECW into, like, developmental TV.
Yeah, the new, what was it called? The New Talent
Initiative,
which I think is great. You know, if you keep people, if you get keep people like, what is it, Ricky Ortiz, right?
Yeah.
Well, Braden Walker was a bust, but you understand what I mean. Ricky Ortiz, Evan Bourne, who is just, he's going to be huge. Evan Bourne is just going to be phenomenal. You just let him be like that high flyer that he is. That's Matt Sydal, correct?
Yeah, that's Matt Sydal.
Unreal. Great stuff. Absolutely fantastic stuff. So, really, really cool.
Another new talent debuts this coming week on ECW, too.
It's another FCW guy? Do we know who it is?
No, it's somebody. They put him in a match with Ricky Ortiz.
Okay. We
don't know
see.
Who it is yet.
I would love to say it would be Mike Cruel.
Oh, please. Let me tell you something. He is one of the best independent workers in the country right now.
Cruel?
Yeah. He's got the look. He's got everything. He really does. If it's Mike Cruel, I will literally have an orgasm over that because I know the guy. He really needs to get a good shot at this. You know what I mean?
I say either him or Afa Jr. Let's see. Who else did the guy here? I also wouldn't mind seeing Stu Sanders.
The FCW? You're talking to some FCW people?
Yeah. Or Raekwon Stevens.
He's already up.
Raekwon's already up?
He's Zeke.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he's Zeke. Okay.
By the way, that's a big boy. That's a big boy.
Yep. I'd like to do an impersonation of his mom when he gave birth. Ah!
Oh, God. No. You know what? That's the reaction the fans are going to have when they see Triple H versus the Great Khali come Sunday.
Oh. On that note.
Sorry, I'm the master of the segue tonight. I'm good. So what? And we're not talking that vehicle.
Ladies and gentlemen, while an airplane flies above my head, it is now time for Pick'ems. Hello there.
I'm texting forth.
Who is this?
No, I'm sorry. That was me. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
New caller. Hello.
Hey, it's DJ.
How you doing, DJ?
Pretty good. I was on the road and just got back home, so I figured I'd give a call in.
Right in time.
Pick 'em, Polly.
What are we talking about?
SummerSlam.
Oh.
And
nice.
I just texted Forth. He's calling in. Or should
Forth is calling in. Okay. Brief rundown. You know the rules already. 1 point, except for the winner-take-all tag team match. Actually, winners take... Nah, we're going to do it straight.
Okay.
We're going to do it straight. 1 point for each match.
Okay. But I will call just to pull for shits and giggles if that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, for... Or for shiggles.
Yeah, for shiggles, yeah.
Shiggles. And the question for you is, what do you think most people would be watching, SummerSlam or the Bob Saget roast that's on the same night for free?
Actually, SummerSlam, because it's a loaded card, and there are at least three potentially good matches on this card, I think.
I say three.
Yeah. I say three good matches and an exciting comedy match.
Triple H and Great Khali is not comedy.
I wasn't talking about that.
What?
If you're referring to Winner Take All, then I take that back, too. Because the rest I've seen...
Yeah, exactly.
We'll start off with the Shawn Michaels announcement. No points for this one, just. Is he going to lose his smile again?
Yes, for a legit reason. The rumor is that he is going to have surgery on his eye, because, as you notice, I believe he has a very bad lazy eye, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, he's going to go away for a little while. So I think he is going to say bye-bye for a little while.
And then come back to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or come back and win the 2009 Royal Rumble.
Could be.
Typho?
I think that he will step away for a while. I don't know if it's going to be the eye or what, but my hope, Sean, I hope you're listening. I've got two words for you. Hair restoration.
Ooh.
Please.
Isn't that why he went out back in 97 anyways? Hair restoration?
Hey, if Chavo and Jimmy Hart can do it, so can he. So.
Oh, God.
True story.
You saw the commercial, too.
Yes, I did.
DJ.
Originally, I thought it was too good to be true. I thought that there was going to be some kind of a culmination between Michaels and Jericho here at SummerSlam, but since that's not happened, I think they're going to move on. I agree with Jason. He's going to go away for a little while. And I'd actually like to see him back at Money in the Bank. How cool would it be to see Shawn Michaels in a match like that compete around the briefcase next year? So that's what I'm hoping for.
Good
guess, by the way.
See that. I'd rather not see Shawn Michaels winning Money in the Bank. Winner take all tag team title match. That is Kofi and Mickey versus Santino and Beth. And there's an ABBA quote. The winner takes it all, the loser has to fall. Hold on before you guys say anything about my singing.
Yeah, thank you.
Whoa!
Yes, epic fail. Go on. Trust me. Go on.
I should try out for American Idol. Hey, if Danny Noriega makes it to the top 24, I have a shot.
No.
Damn you, what? I don't know why I'm making the American Idol reference. I hate that show.
Can we get back to something more unscripted like wrestling? Anyway.
DRM.
Wait, what are we on?
Winner take all match. Who wins? Besides the crowd.
I'm going to go with Mickey just so she can show up. Mickey over Santino. Just so she can get the revenge stuff.
Jason.
I think that what's going to happen is Santino Marella is going to, they're going to give the belt to Santino and Beth Phoenix, and they're going to have, like, a really serious kick-ass make-out session. I think it's going to be beautiful comedy to watch. Because, by the way, the Santino and Beth thing is freaking hilarious. It's great
it's
stuff.
Cool. It's cool.
Typo.
I think that Santino and Beth are going to win, and they're going to go with the storyline where Beth takes the Intercontinental title and forces Santino to take the women's title.
Very good.
Wow.
Yeah, there
can
you
I
go.
Please, can I change my pick to that? Can I please change my pick to that?
Too late, big boy.
Too late, BRM. Okay.
That's gold, boy. That's gold. That's perfect. Oh, man. Boy, you could work for WWE Creative because they don't.
DJ.
He stole my line. Anyway, Santino would say, Coffee Cakeston and Sticky James are going down.
That's good.
In the words of David Dickinson, Santino and Beth will win, and Beth winning the Intercontinental title and Santino winning the women's title will be a complete Bobby Dazzler. And yet, I'm the only one on this show who watches Bargain Hunt. MVP versus Jeff Hardy.
This one is... Oh, I'm sorry.
BRM.
This one's up in the air. But I have to toss a coin here. Because with the way the feud's going, it could go either way. Flip. MVP.
Jason.
This match is going to steal the show. Jeff Hardy really needs to prove that he is continuing to behave himself. I mean, the fact that he allowed this storyline to happen is part of it. But I'll make it quick. MVP wins this, but the feud is not over by a long shot.
So we'll go to Survivor Series.
Okay.
Typho.
Yes, I'm going to say MVP does win this match.
DJ.
MVP continues to get wasted. Jeffrey Harvey wins.
Ooh. MVP takes this match. The feud does extend to Survivor Series. So remember how long it took Matt Hardy to take the U.S. title off of MVP. John Cena versus Batista.
Oh. I'm going to say no.
VRM.
Yeah, I'm going to say no contest.
Really?
I am going to go on the limb and say they'll just break down. It'll be a brawl. This is going to go no contest.
Okay. Jason.
You know what? I'm going to agree with VRM. There is going to be no... You cannot have a clean victory here. You can't. This is the money match is not here. The money match is this at WrestleMania. They're doing this just to shoot their load, double the disqualification.
Wow. Well, again, Typho.
Cena got pinned at the Great American Bash. Cena got pinned on Raw. Cena wins this match. Batista goes crazy, snaps, gets disqualified. Cena wins by disqualification.
DJ. Ooh, good choice, too.
Yeah.
DJ?
I'm going to have to... I'm going to go with John Cena here. He's jobbed more than John Cena should so far this summer. I think this is the start of the Batista heel turn. So, although it's not going to be clean, I think John Cena is going to win.
By the way, I hope we have a very good Batista heel turn, because I think he can do it.
Yeah, Batista can do it, which is why I'm taking Batista to win by dirty means.
Ooh.
Like a Cena disqualification, or Batista sneaks in with a chair shot or a low blow and then gets him in the Batista bomb. If Nikki's once Nikki listens to the show, she will flip. Because I am, like, the biggest anti-Dave Batista guy out there.
Uh-huh.
Mark Henry versus Matt Hardy. VRM. We got to do this quick. Only about 3.5 minutes left to go.
Okay.
Henry. Jason.
Matt Hardy in the upset of the night.
Typho.
Mark Henry.
DJ.
Mark Henry.
I'm going Mark Henry as well. World Heavyweight Champion, CM Punk versus JBL. VRM.
Punk.
Jason.
Punk.
Typho.
Punk.
DJ.
Phil Brooks.
What?
CM Punk.
Punk wins as well. Triple H for the Great Khali. Who wins? Triple H, Khali, or Boredom?
Boredom. Boredom.
Boredom. Boredom. Boredom.
Boredom. Boredom and Michael Phelps.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the equivalent of a free space, Triple H.
Yes, Jason. But Triple H wins, yeah.
Yeah.
Typho?
Hunter overcomes the odds.
DJ?
In the words of Great Khali, Triple H.
Yeah, Trips wins. Edge versus Undertaker, Hell in a Cell. This will be match of the night.
Match of the night, yeah.
Yeah, such great chemistry together between these two.
And Edge, by the way, I don't know what he's drinking or smoking, but just give me that, because I will call him now the Ric Flair of our modern generation. He's that good. He is just that good on the mic right now.
VRM.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Alright, it's a Taker return match. He always wins the return match, Taker.
Jason.
Taker wins, but Edge beats the freaking hell out of him.
Typho.
Edge takes a big bump. See you in a couple months, Taker wins.
DJ.
Not only is it a Taker return match, it's a Hell in a Cell match, and he lost the last one in the series, Taker.
I'm going Taker. Well, it's a clean sweep, ladies and gentlemen. There are your predictions. I just talked to Forth. Forth is calling, and we'll get his predictions on archive. Because he just got back. There's about 26 seconds left in the show. That's going to end the show for tonight. We will be going to the archives. We will be recapping Raw, SmackDown, ECW, and TNA Impact for VRM, for Jason Block. Watch for him on Catch 21, August 29th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 Pacific on GSN. Typho and DJ, I am Robert Simon saying good night. Good night. And as DJ leaves, and Fourth was too late, I will get his picks up through AIM.
Okay.
So, you guys want to talk some Raw?
Well, there really wasn't. I mean, there was nothing really that original or interesting on Raw this week.
Which is why I watched the Olympics during it.
Okay. Well, yeah, Michael freaking Phelps, man. Seven, baby. Seven.
By one hundredth of a second. 100th.
And the serve pitched and got, you go away. We don't want to talk to you.
Huh?
The serve's pitched, basically. The coach said, oh, we're going to protest this. They didn't win. It's like, yes, he did. Go away.
You think he's going to get the eighth one?
It all depends on his team because it is a relay race this time around.
It's the team. He can lead it out. What's the first stroke in the relay? The fly?
I don't know exactly, but, man, I hope he gets the eighth. Because let me tell you something. If he wins the eighth, he is going to get paid. Oh, my God. Do you know what endorsement deals he's going to get?
He's going to get Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, every single major sporting company. Anything that has anything to do with sports. He's going to get paid off the ass.
He is going to get, we're talking eight figures, okay? We're talking 50 mil.
Okay.
No, are you kidding? It's Michael freaking Phelps. He is the most popular Olympic athlete since Mary Lou Retton.
That was like, what, 84? What about Carrie Strug in 96?
Who?
Oh,
who?
Yeah, all that got her was a sketch on SNL.
Yeah, no. This, put it to you this way. If I were his agent, I would book him on the MTV Music Awards stat. He's 23. He's right in their demographic, right? That's what I'd do. So, but anyway.
Book him on Letterman, Leno, fourth hour of today.
Yeah. Put him on The View. I mean, anything, you know.
Oh, God, not The View.
But
why we need Joy Behar drooling all over him.
Gross. No, worse is Whoopi Goldberg drooling all over him. Anyway.
Who would you rather? All right, Jason, I'm putting you on the spot right now. I know you're a straight-laced type of guy.
Right.
Who would you rather have drool all over you? You'll have a third mystery pick who I'll name afterwards. Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, or the mystery pick?
I'll take the mystery pick, God help.
I think you're going to like this mystery pick. Former View host.
Rosie O'Donnell. Of course. What else is new?
Meredith Vieira. You did the right thing.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, very good. No, but seriously, Raw, I mean, you had tired booking. I mean, this was just basically more talk, less action.
Actually, that's kind of the way that they're kind of going right now. I think they just changed. I think I just read on PW Insider they just changed their booking. More swerve-tastic. Kind of reminds me of Attitude Era.
No, there really wasn't a swerve there. It was just a lot of talk. I mean, you had Cena and Batista lose the belt. Big deal. You knew that was happening. Okay.
Mm-hmm. With the most devastating move of all time.
What?
The schoolboy.
Oh, okay. It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing really of wrestling importance or... didn't Jericho beat somebody?
I don't think so.
He came.
Let's recap everything.
Okay, sorry.
Couple dark matches. Gene Snitsky defeated some nobody.
Right.
And D'Lo Brown, who should be on the main show, defeated Charlie Haas, who should be released soon. And we get a John Cena and Batista promo fest. The line of this goes to Batista, who said, "Personally, I wouldn't be caught dead doing some of the things that you do. Certain people over the age of 15 wants to see me beat you senseless."
Yes, that was a great line.
Yes!
Great line.
Divas match. Beth Phoenix with Santino Marella defeats Kelly Kelly. No surprise there. Holla, holla. They just destroy poor little Kelly Kelly, which I don't mind because I hate her anyways.
Mm-hmm. She's trying hard, though.
She tries hard, but come on. You saw the debut of ECW, right? She was one of the four things wrong with that show when it first came back.
Mm-hmm.
She's no zombie.
But
reminds
again,
me, we really gotta hound Artie Realms and Blade Braxton to redo the zombie interview.
Yes.
Then we had an intergender match, Santino versus Mickey James. Santino rolls up Mickey James and pins her to win the match. Santino celebrated by running around the ring like he had just won a gold medal at the Olympics.
That was hilarious. That was great. That was funny. Again, Santino was just gold.
Then we have a backstage promo, a couple of backstage promos, Adam Lee and Grisham. Like I'm starting to talk about his philosophies, and then Kane bursts in. Adam Lee booked Kane against Chris Jericho tonight, so yeah, Jericho's fighting. Kane agreed to the match as long as that's all Adam Lee has planned tonight. Adam Lee said as long as Kane hands over the burlap bag, in order for Kane to hand over the bag right now, Kane said you're making a huge mistake, and left the room with the burlap bag with the mystery contents. Then we had a backstage promo after a 24/7 highlight reel when Santana and Ivan Putski defeated the Valiant Brothers. They claim that they're the best team on Raw right now. Then we had a tag team match, Crime Time versus Sylvan 1 and Sylvan 2. I mean, the Highlanders.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then we have which was the best segment of the night. John Bradshaw, Layfield, and CM Punk in
a drinking contest.
Drinking contest.
Which I called, by the way.
Yeah, you called it.
Which he said, I cannot win. And as soon as I said, I was on the phone with my buddies who I, always call every week.
Gordon Pepper, Chico Alexander.
No, not him. Not him. Different people.
And
I said, oh, it's got to be a drinking contest. Boom, it's a drinking contest. Great stuff. Great stuff, great promo, by the way, by both people.
You know what, I kind of am reminded of something. I saw that bottle of Jack about 12 years ago.
Could I'm be going the same one that Jerry Lawler carried around.
Yep. Jerry Lawler and Jake the Snake Roberts in that small feud.
He dumped it down Aldo Montoya's throat too.
but again, it was really good. It was a really good promo and it set them up very well.
Yep.
Well, of course, you know, it's actually a handicap match. You know, it's Punk versus JBL and his tits.
Burn! That's requiring me to play the sound.
Screw your boobs.
God bless Kurt Angle. So Punk says, here's to you, JBL. Sometimes it's what you don't do that makes you who you are. Splash!
No, okay.
Right in Jibble's eyes.
Nicely done.
Oh, little bird.
Excuse me. Are all of you old enough to drink, I might ask?
I have. I've got 4 months.
Okay.
Just over.
Okay. Put it to you this way. Let me ask. Have you might have encountered an illegal drink here and there?
Here, once.
Okay. Have you ever had Jack?
No.
Okay. Stuff is some very good stuff. Some very strong. And yes, the shit burns. Okay? It's some good stuff. I wouldn't be trying that as a rookie like yourself. You know what I mean? But,
right. But
let me just tell you something. It's some good stuff. And again, it was a good promo. It was a good promo, but the most surprising promo came on later in the night.
Mm-hmm. Then we had Jericho versus Kane. Mike Adamly billed this match as SummerSlam worthy because it was a SummerSlam worthy, and there wasn't enough room for it on the pay-per-view. However, I kind of think that there could have been. Kane was thrown off his game after Mike Adamly came down with 8 security guards and surrounded the ring.
Okay.
Chris Jericho hit the code breaker and scored the 1-2-3. And then we get to the Mike Adamly promo. The Mike Adamly thing with Kane. Kane, we need to resolve this, and I am here to help.
You know what, though? I said Adamly would be good. I did say this. You know? I love his playing the straight and goofus. You know? He's good.
I can't wait for them when they go to Florida and they have Larry Zonka with them.
Oh, please.
Yes.
Emily claimed to know what was in the bag and knows who Kane is referring to when he asked if he is alive or dead. Emily said Kane is referring to the monster inside of himself. Emily said when Kane declared it was dead, it was meant Kane could lead a normal life.
Yes, say it for all the smarks. Say what all of us are thinking. And then you do this.
Swerve. Kane opens the bat. Actually, Adamly compared the moment to when Ronald Reagan told Mikhail Gorbachev to take down that wall.
Which was hilarious.
I think that's what Mike Adamly was going for. I think he wants to be the next Ronald Reagan. The Ronald Reagan of GMs.
Not a bad place to be, actually, but go on.
Yeah, he was a good president. Kane said that he was part right. It was a mask, but the man who wore it has been scarred and tortured, damaged beyond all human recognition. Kane then pulled out the mask, and it was Rey Mysterio's mask.
Swerve!
He murdered Rey Mysterio.
Well, you know what, though? It's a smart move because it's not medically clear.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also not, in negotiations with his contract. So, if Mysterio suddenly disappears, Kane did the job.
We have a reason.
Okay. If he, if they settle on a deal, he will come back maybe injured or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something. It wasn't as swerve-tastic as you think it was, per se.
No,
you know,
it wasn't swerve-tastic. Yeah, we
but,
all knew
but,
it was a mask.
You know,
we didn't know whose mask it was.
Right, but you know what I meant. It wasn't awful.
No, it wasn't awful. It was actually quite good.
You know.
Yeah. There's an editor's note here. Indie workers Preston Quinn, Damian Wayne, Farrell, Phil Brown, Dirty Money, and Jake Manning were all using the security in the Kane segment. Those guys are sort of regulars in... God, where was the show taken again?
Richmond?
Richmond, Virginia. So, yeah, Richmond, Virginia. That's kind of like Mid-South, IWA Mid-South territory.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Then we have a squash match. King William Regal defeats Jamie Noble. I didn't see this match. Was he still wearing the same whorish garb that he wore when he came back against Punk?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
He still got his one piece on.
Yes, at least it's
season.
A good one piece, unlike the other one piece that he wore in WCW. Cody Rhodes, Ted DiBiase Jr. main event match, defeat John Cena and Batista with the most devastating move in history, the schoolboy.
Maybe that's Superman's kryptonite. He can't kick out of the schoolboy.
And they reclaim the titles, and they have a pull-apart brawl, yada, yada, yada. That's pretty much it.
Okay. ECW.
Extreme, yeah. We have Todd Grisham, ugh, and Matt Stryker. Woohoo!
You know what? Stryker's just phenomenal. He's really good.
Uh-huh. Here we go. Tommy Dreamer versus Colin Delaney. Matt Stryker made a Duke the Dumpster Drosy reference. When Tommy Dreamer was using a trash can as a weapon against Colin Delaney.
Great stuff.
I loved it.
As he said in the past, Matt Stryker is a wrestling nerd.
And he's found his niche.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
hopefully next week he brings up Waylon Mercy.
I'd love it.
All the lives are going to be in Waylon Mercy's hands.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I loved the Waylon Mercy character. Sad that Dan Spivey had the bad knee and had the bad knees, in order for it to be halted about 3 months in.
Isn't Spivey no longer with us?
No, Dan Spivey's still
alive. Yeah,
he's alive. He just did a RF video shoot.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, Rob Feinstein, that's the name that's on the bust list. Epic fail list.
Okay.
If you look up Feinstein's sex scandal, you know what we're talking about.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
LOL, pretend you said 18. Lenny Ox congratulated Ms. Morrison on the debut of the Dirt Sheet last week and showed a video package highlighting the segment. They cut promos about the main event with Matt Hardy and Mark Henry. Evan Bourne defeats Bam Neely. Bam Neely was still sore from getting attacked by Edge on SmackDown. Continuity. Evan Airborne finished Neely off another impressive Shooting Star Press. Ugh. I feel dumber just by doing that. Then we had T. Long and Tiffany and Armando Estrada. Armando Estrada joyfully asked Theodore R. Long to sign his ECW contract that he earned last week by defeating Tommy Dreamer. Manager Theodore Long said they're going to celebrate by making Armando's first official match tonight with Fit Finley. And then he just literally decimates Armando Estrada. And Finley invited Mike Knox into the ring, but Knox turned his back and walked away. Then we get to the Ricky Ortiz segment. Are you guys all still there?
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Theodore Long, Tiffany, and Ricky Ortiz. I got something to say about the Tiffany character. Ricky Ortiz is calling himself Ricky O.
Right.
Came in and pitched his idea for his own merchandise.
The old, what was it, the O-Towel?
Yeah,
yeah,
that towel you wave around.
Terrible towel.
you're about a couple decades late on that, Ricky.
Ricky Ortiz needs to prove his success in a longer time period. Long story, she's going to face a new superstar in ECW next week. Tiffany pretty much stood there smiling like a bimbo the whole time. It's not often that I get to make references to my E-Fed. You guys kind of know what I'm talking about, right? Wrestling E-Fed?
Right.
Yeah.
There is a character on the WrestleCraft E-Fed, Extreme WrestleCraft Federation, by the name of Tiffany, who pretty much fits this void. Talentless bimbo who just stands there, looks pretty, and can't wrestle worth shit.
Okay.
So it's a mix between Tiffany and Kelly Kelly.
She waved that towel, though.
Yep. Main event time. Hardy and Henry with Tony Atlas. Say hop, the hop. Forget it. Defeats John Morrison and defeats Miz and Morrison. Matt Hardy got spit after hitting a side effect on John Morrison. The finish was screwed up because the Miz was supposed to break up the pinfall and totally forgot.
Fail.
The rookie referee, Wes Adams, just recently released, had no choice but to count the pinfall and try to hit the dazed and confused look on his face. After the match, Mark Henry attacked Morrison and the Miz. See, part real life, part shoot. It works. So yeah, pretty average ECW, to be followed up with a kind of average Impact. Parking lot interview, Nash with Samoa Joe, who was with Kevin Nash. Lawrence said the world wants to know and asked if Samoa Joe where the guitar came from at heart. Just more importantly, who did it come from?
Like we really need to know.
Right.
Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you guys hear about the new RF video shoot video with War of the Worlds? It's New Jack, Iron Sheik, and Honky Tonk Man.
My God.
And I must say, it has the ugliest sight of all time. Honky Tonk Man and the Iron Sheik with their pants down.
Oh.
Ew, 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 ew.
No one's getting humbled, are they?
New Jack refuses to sit down on the couch with a naked Sheik. Well, at least he's still wearing a shirt. Anyways, start off with a tag team match. Christian Cage and Romero defeats The Rock and Rave. Infection!
We love you, Miami.
I love that tag team. All of their jobbers there are a really good tag team. Then Borash interviews Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle says he's been wearing a neck brace all week. Kurt was wearing his gold medal from the 96 Olympics and talked about the journey to win his gold medal with a broken freaking neck!
Nice, Kurt. You won one medal. Look how many Michael has.
No offense to Michael Phelps, but if you wrestle with a broken neck, it kind of evens out, big boy, you know?
Come on, 13 goals to one.
Let's see Michael Phelps do it with a broken freaking leg.
The cast would float. Kurt said the last standing match had nothing to do with wrestling and everything to do with violence. Kurt said Angle did everything he could do to cheat to win, and at insult to injury, he tried to break his neck twice. Kurt said, thank God Sting showed up, or else Styles might have come down a third time and ended his career for good. Kind of wish he had. Kurt said tonight he gets to pick the match, a good old-fashioned gold medal challenge, and the winner gets Kurt's gold medal.
Ready for any Angle Invitational.
Oh, God. I love the... Jason, you ever watch those old Kurt Angle Invitationals?
Yes, I did.
I just love how it ended up with Eugene winning.
Yes.
And the crowd turning on him.
And it was just like, boom, boom, boom. Ugh.
It introduced us to Matt Stryker, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was close. Borash and AJ Styles have a promo. AJ Styles said he promised Kurt Angle would not get up at Hard Justice and made good on his promise. Nurse asked him about Sting, and Styles said that Sting was no better than Kurt Angle. And then we had another backstage interview, Clueless Blonde and Matt Morgan, a.k.a. Lorne. And Morgan said he has yet to realize his full potential to call himself a pay-per-view main event waiting to happen. Actually, Jim Cornette called him a main event waiting to happen. Said that within 3 years he would headline WrestleMania. This was in 2005. Guess who was the last guy he said that to?
Brock Lesnar.
Batista.
Okay.
And he said Brock Lesnar also back in 2001. So, Cornette knows what he's talking about. Morgan said, you don't wait for an opportunity, you make an opportunity. Morgan said his second goal was to become TNA World Heavyweight Champion. So, Matt Morgan quickly squashes Johnny No Gimmick, a.k.a. Johnny Devine. After the match, Team 3D hit the ring and attack Matt Morgan until Abyss makes the save. Team 3D were taken out quickly, and Matt Morgan shakes hands with Abyss.
Ew.
How would that be for a tag team?
They can replace LAX when they break them up.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's hope not. They...
Okay. Then we get to Karen's angle.
Which was replaced by the Olympics.
I think that's on right now over here. But it's on tape delay. With Michael Phelps winning his 7th gold medal. Beautiful... Oh, God. Karen Angle introduced a beautiful people requested to be on the show and obviously wanted to get something off their chest. Angela said if they were nicer to people, the people they would like them. The beautiful people were introduced to the person that they hired to make them look good. Enter Kip James.
Okay.
Someone apparently didn't tell him 2002 is over.
Yeah, because this was directly from the Billy and Chuck era. Oh, my God. Lauren interviews Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal was freaking out what happened at Hard Justice. Lethal said that Silicon Valley had to choose between him and Sanjay Dutt. Lethal said this thing isn't over until he says it's over. Then we have the TV debut of Sheik Abdul Bashir.
You know what, though? If they keep doing it, I say go for it, you know? Muhammad Hassan was a good angle because it was politically incorrect. The timing was just off on the 1-1, you know? The one time.
Oh, you mean the time where the...
The London bombings of 05, yes.
Yeah, that was... Oof. If it wasn't for the timing of that, I think Muhammad Hassan probably would last at least until... 2006.
He would have been world champion.
Oh.
That's where they were heading.
For real?
That match with The Undertaker where they killed him off was a number one contenders match, and they were planning to put Hassan against Batista at SummerSlam. That's why Taker never even got that shot. He lost it to JBL before SummerSlam. And I'm pretty sure the plan was to put the belt on Hassan.
Wow, that's interesting. Actually, I kind of buy it. Kind of reminds you of the Iron Sheik back in the day. Sheik Abdul-Bashir defeats Jay Lethal. Before the match, the Sheik cut a promo about coming to Lady America and kicking her door in and grab everything she had. Money, cars, real estate, fame, and it wasn't even hard to take because she was begging to give it to somebody. The Sheik said while the lazy Americans were sitting around waiting for a handout, the Middle Eastern nightmare grabbed the American dream. The Sheik said he doesn't love Lady America. He just loves raping her.
Did he say the word raping?
Yes.
Did it get through?
Yes.
Yowza, okay. That's what you call pushing the envelope, but all right.
Very brave speech, I must say. Late in the match, the Sheik pulled out a spike out of his boot and jabbed Jay Lethal right in the back with it, right in the neck with it, excuse me. Then the Sheik followed up by hitting Lethal with his Weapons of Mass Destruction finisher, a.k.a. the WMD. By the way, I missed that part of Impact. I think I was watching Dragon's Den. What was that finisher? Anybody know?
No.
Wasn't it his the Hammerlock DDT used in ECW?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay. After the match, Sanjay Dutt snuck around down to the ring and flattened Jay Lethal with a 450 splash. Jeremy Borash interviews Booker T. Booker T. Asshole was on Booker T's mind. Booker T. said he still had the bump on his head from what Smojo hit him with, which was that silver and black guitar. Booker T. says, doesn't that hick have some business interest in this company? And here you go, Jason.
Yep.
Remember when I said that the it wasn't going to exactly be Sting versus Styles?
Right.
Here's where it's probably going to lead up to. Listen to this. The show to video packages Sting's actions at Hard Justice explains his actions to Kevin Nash backstage after the show. Sting said he was not confused at all. Sting said he was running out of patience and his biological time clock is running out of time. Sting said Nash should check his because it's now or never, meaning they're probably going to set up. Remember Millionaires Club versus New Blood?
Barely, but yeah.
They're reversing it.
To
the old, you know, WWE, WCW guys, they're going to be the heels. And the young guys who busted their ass in TNA will be the faces, a la Jarrett, Joe, Styles, Dash, and quite a few others.
Curry May.
Who I love. Yes, I marked out for him, and the crowd did too when I was there.
Some claim he's a certain TNA original.
Yes, he is that particular.
No, yeah, kill it. Then we get to Team 3D versus Joe and Nash by reverse decision. Joe and Nash originally won the match, but Joe grabbed a chair from ringside and brought it to the ring and proceeded to repeatedly smash Devon with it.
Okay.
Nash pulled the chair away from Joe. Referee Earl Hebner was screaming in Joe's face. Joe hauled off and cold-cocked him in the face. So Hebner reverses the decision.
Oops.
And then we get a TNA Knockouts match between Taylor Wilde and Christy Hemme. And this one sees the debut of Gail's sister. Okay.
Can she wrestle, or was it just something else?
The girl's been in the crowd the last couple weeks.
Yep. Then we get a rough cut of Consequences Creed.
Gee, I wonder where they got that idea from.
What, the rough cut?
Yes. The specific one about Consequences Creed. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
R-Truth.
Oh. I wouldn't say R-Truth.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But the thing is, they've done the rough cut thing a few months back. I mean, ever since lockdown, they started doing the rough cut stuff.
Didn't it start with the BG and Kip ones?
Yep. Backstage interview, LAX, Hernandez, Guerrero, and Salinas. If you have an update on Homicide, says you never touch one of their blood. Hernandez says that Beer Money took his brother from him at Hard Justice. He will get revenge on Robert Roode tonight. And this is what Online World of Wrestling is saying. Salinas looks hot. Well, especially when she wrestles in short shorts. And something that barely just covers her boobs.
And there's a lot of boobs.
It could be like a king-size sheet.
Yeah. So we get a grudge match. Hernandez beats Robert Roode with a sit-out powerbomb. And now we get to the... gold medal challenge, no ropes. Three two-minute periods, 2 points for a takedown, 2 points for a near fall. Win on most points or a three count.
And somehow they went over the time limit. And AJ still won.
Mm-hmm. But guess what happens? The lights went out. Lights come back on. Kurt's got Sting's baseball bat. Before Angle can swing for the fences. The lights go out again. Jarrett's music plays...
Yeah,
Jarrett's music.
And Don West and Mike today act as though they have no fucking idea what is going on.
You know, that just drives me nuts, you know? Because, you know, there's a difference between suspension of disbelief and just fucking stupid. No?
I'm going with you. That was... fucking stupid, because here's the difference between WWE and TNA. When something shocking happens in WWE, they're usually quiet.
Yep.
When TNA, something shocking's gone, they're like, oh, what's going on? Oh my god! AJ's got a chair! Jarrett's music! That's Jeff Jarrett's music!
You got to be kidding me!
Kylie!
And then AJ Styles smashes the guitar over Kurt Angle's head in the face and declares himself the winner, taking Kurt's medal, and we all know that won't hold up.
I wonder if Kurt will have to retrieve it from his pants.
Oh. Anyways, last show of the week, and that is SmackDown. Let's see if I could find it. Let's see. Quick things. Phil Shatter signed to an FCW contract, so he's in developmental right now, said to be pretty decent. God, where the frick is it? Where? God, they're still talking about Braden Walker's release. Where the hell? Sorry if this is taking so long. We only got about 20 minutes left.
Let's see. I can think I can get him.
Raw lost a lot of ratings to the Olympics.
Dull surprise.
TNA was down to a 0.9 because of the Olympics.
I think ECW is down a couple points, too.
Okay. It opens up because I got them. Robert?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Vicky Guerrero told Victoria that both Edge and The Undertaker are at SmackDown tonight. Natalya Neidhart and Maryse beat Michelle McCool and Maria when Natalya rolled up McCool.
Ugh.
Okay, then Triple H is going to be in action tonight, and then Jeff Hardy beat Shelton Benjamin for the U.S. title when MVP ran in, and which was, by the way, one of the very good match for those who've seen it, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Brian Kendrick beat Scott Goldman, a.k.a. Colt Cabana, with the Kendrick, and then Ezekiel shoulder-tackled him into next week, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Colt got a little promo time, too.
Okay.
He was walking to the ring. He had the little box.
Yeah.
And he was trapped in it.
And then you had Big Show basically knocking out Ryan Braddock. Okay. Then you, first of all, you had Vicky Guerrero, you know, talking back. She basically chose to leave because Edge and Undertaker, she wanted to get the hell out because Victoria was basically like, well, you know, summer, how was your summer? You know, things like that. By the way, love Victoria. Great stuff there, too. You know, then you had MVP cutting a promo as well on Jeff Hardy, which was just a killer promo. MVP is just so good on the stick, it isn't funny. And then you had Triple H talking with Kenny Dykstra, and then Triple H was beat Dykstra with the pedigree, and he basically had a stare down with the Great Khali and eventually got him to the floor after Khali got his big, fat, sorry ass over the rope. If you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Then an R-Truth promo was there. Vicky was going to her limo, but Edge basically intercepted her and went totally Jack Nicholson on her ass.
Here's Edgy!
Pretty much. Okay. Oh, by the way, Vladimir Kozlov beat Festus in a more competitive match. It was very good.
It was a really good match.
Okay. And Edge, you know, he just gets better and better and better and better every week. How good was that promo at the end?
One of the best I've seen in a while.
Yep.
Because you don't know where he's going to go. Because you could say, I mean, you know, going back to our predictions, right? You could say she might, for her own safety, keep the match a non-Hell in a Cell or something, you know, because of the way he acted. Possibly. But he's just so damn good. You know, every time I watch his work, I just am floored at how good he is.
Every time I watch his work, I get more and more disappointed. You want to know why?
Why?
He's been in the business for over... He's been in WWE for over 10 years, and he hasn't gotten one thing yet.
Gotten one what?
A two-disc DVD set? I mean, who here on the show right now if it was announced, two-disc Edge DVD set, who would go out and buy it?
Me.
Oh,
me.
I would. Oh, yeah. I would.
We're getting a Batista DVD, though.
Oh.
I believe there is going to be an Edge DVD set this year. I believe.
No, probably in 2009, because the schedule's out. And it's not going to happen. Not this year. However, I did find it kind of odd that earlier in the year, they had plans for a Macho Man DVD and a Best of Starrcade DVD. No, Best of Sting DVD. But, unfortunately, those two got shut down by Vince.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise.
But they're actually doing something very cool in November, the Hell in a Cell DVD package, if I'm not mistaken. Which I'm going to get. That's basically every Hell in a Cell match. Minus the Kennel from Hell and...
Oh, God.
And, the Undertaker Big Boss Man WrestleMania 15. But
yeah,
every other Hell in a Cell match... And by the way, if I know it is seminal, especially now that with Mick Foley gone from SmackDown, and he was talking about his Hell in a Cell match in 98, I watched it again off of the Mick Foley Greatest Hits and Misses
DVD. I had that DVD, yeah.
How unreal is that? He's crazy.
Very unreal.
And The Undertaker was wrestling with a broken foot in that match. So.
Who do you think he had the best matches with? The best big man he had the best matches with? Vader or Undertaker?
Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Vader, pretty much. But I think this Hell in a Cell match is going to be bloody. It's going to be violent in the whole nine yards. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
So... But, yeah, it was a good week. It was a good week, and we'll see what happens on SummerSlam, pretty much.
Yes, and I have the predictions. I will get Forf's predictions through AM. I got to email Nikki through MySpace and tell her the card and what's going on. And she will be at SummerSlam.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right, because Gen Con is this weekend.
Yeah.
In Indianapolis, in wherever SummerSlam is.
And she actually got paid to be there.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
For what reason?
She is a big... She works part-time for a dice company.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So she's at the convention selling a whole bunch of dice.
Oh,
for all the Warhammer heads.
So, oh, and by the way, Who here is a gamer? Just a video gamer?
Me.
Okay.
Me.
I just picked up some two bargain games on Xbox. I know they're about 6 months old, but they're both very good. Burnout Paradise for the Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's an awesome game.
And also Assassin's Creed for the Xbox 360. Great stuff. Has anyone gotten Madden 09 yet?
I have it, but I will not be able to play it until Sunday.
Okay.
Because that is when I move up to my, move back to school.
When do you go to school?
RPI.
Oh, okay. One of my friends actually went to RPI many years ago. So, yeah, Rensselaer Polytechnical Institute.
Yeah.
So what year are you, if I may ask?
Junior.
All right. Good for you. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. By the way, which system do you have?
Xbox.
360, right?
Yep.
Yep. Very cool. Very. It's going to be fun. I cannot wait to pick that up.
Yeah, I got the Collector's Edition, which means I get the regular Madden game.
And Madden 93, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you something. Who here is going to pick up TNA Impact as a video game?
Not me.
Not
I will,
you.
Probably.
I'm worried because of the developer.
Midway?
Midway/Acclaim.
Okay.
Because, as you know, they came out with fantastic games. Like, In Your House.
Okay. Are you serious?
WrestleMania.
Are you the original one. Are you serious or are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
Okay.
Because, let's face it, Acclaim as a developer. Midway/Acclaim as a developer. Oh, God. Remember, they offshooted also LJN. Acclaim not made a really great game. They've been really good to just piles of crap.
I'm looking forward to it, though. You know, I really am. I will give it hope, you know. Now, I know you guys play the SmackDown vs. Raw series. I would hope that you guys did.
The last one I bought was I play it.
Okay. What would you want in a game? Which one would you want actually to improve it in the last 10 minutes? Because I know it's going to be coming out very soon for 09.
Better moveset.
Okay.
Non-sucky story mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, more in-depth story mode.
Better sound. If I just have to remember, you know, like from SmackDown, just bring it. Taz does a brilliant Taz mission on Taz. And it's done. And the voiceover is done by Taz.
He's the greatest hardcore champion of all time.
I can't wait for the new Legends of WrestleMania game to come out.
Who is doing that?
THQ.
Okay. Yeah, I know I won't be playing as Hulk Hogan, that's for damn sure. But anyway, listen, it's about 8 minutes left in the show. I'm out of here. So I'll talk to you guys next week, possibly.
Okay, and I will see your epic performance on Catch 21
on August 29th, 7:30 GSN. I'm out. Talk to you guys next week.
Peace. I think he wins $6,000 on that show. And
that's
the crowd
not
goes
bad.
Mild. Yeah, he's a game show freak. I met him through GameShowNewsNet.com. See, I'm the two worst things that women hate. Wrestling and game shows. So, there you go.
$6,000 could have put me at the TNA house show tonight.
You know what $6,000 would do to me? I would be on a plane to go see Unforgiven.
Where is Unforgiven?
Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For me, $6,000 would pay my what's the word? I'm not thinking tuition.
Student loan.
Pay for my room. It'd pay my rent for the year.
Oh, cool. You know, $6,000, that'd be a year living in a trailer. I mean, there's a good trailer park around here for $400 a month. Which,
it might buy my books I have to buy next week.
But seriously, I would use the $6,000 to go on a plane and visit some people. Go to Illinois, visit a lady friend of mine, go to Jersey to visit Chris Lane, and you two know who's one of my greatest friends on the WrestleCrap forums?
Dude.
Yep. I would go see Dude. Probably make it a double shot.
Probably in Kansas, right?
Yeah. Probably make it a double shot. Go see Blade. Probably have to drag Kitty Limits over there as well. Probably have to bring a video camera because they might want to reenact the Katie Vick thing.
Complete with brains and all.
Mm-hmm. Which turned out to be complete truth. But, yeah, that's what I would spend my money on. And putting $1,000 towards student loan.
I'd probably get one of, like the gold package for WrestleMania next year. I've always wanted to do that. Where you just get, like, the full weekend package and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since it's just in Houston, so not far away, really.
Mm-hmm.
50-minute plane ride for me. 45 minutes, whatever it is.
By the way, you have a James Storm Sorry About Your Damn Luck t-shirt, right?
Yes, I do.
You wear it proud?
Yes.
Good man.
I got it the last time TNA was in town.
Yep. But, yeah, that's always been one of my ideas is to go see Dude. I've kind of promised him that over a year or so, and I really need to own up on it. However, if I do find Claudio from Coheed and Cambria, I'd bring him over there, too, so both of them can make beautiful man babies. Because I think Claudio swings that way.
Would that be another use for the video camera?
Only if Tony lets me. How much money would I give by selling the tapes? Just
I don't know.
Through the WrestleCrappers, because Tony's... never mind. Gotta hope Jason isn't listening to the archive. He'd be like, what the hell kind of people want to go on the WrestleCrap forums? All of them gushing over some dude?
We're a special breed.
Yes. We live by the motto, we don't care what you look like, who you like, or who you insert your cock in, or if you like to have cock inserted in your ass. If you're a cool person, you're always welcome on the WrestleCrap forums.
Unless you're a troll or a gimmick poster that no one likes.
Star Wang. Or Warrior Thug for Cena.
Oh,
I think we should end it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't top Warrior Thug.
I can't believe my birthday's is in 15 days. I just find that shocking.
Mine's in, I guess a little under a month now.
Wow. All right. Well,
January.
Let's close it out for tonight.
All right.
This is Robert Slam saying goodnight to Typho VRM. Me saying, he is a dude. Really? And he is one hot dude. Good night.